We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Yud. Issa Tam Torah V'Shel Shalom, Sif Alf, Ospa Tam Torah, an Ovel may not learn Torah, Mishum Dixiv, the Pasuk describing the very Torah says, Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Misam Chalev. For Ovel, Ospa Simcha, an Ovel may not do anything that represents Simcha. And therefore, an Ovel may not just not learn, he may not even think about learning. If he has to answer a question, if a shaila comes up and there's no one else qualified to answer the shaila, he could answer the shaila just mutter osa, but without long explanations. Certainly, if he's not allowed to learn Devar Torah, he should not learn other studies, nor should he read a newspaper, a novel. All that takes away, all that represents enjoyment, which should not be done during Avelis. V'asa b'tayr b'nevim b'ksuvim, he may not learn Tanakh, Mishnah, b'talmud, halachas v'agadus, av mutal likras b'iyoiv, he's allowed to read Iyoiv, or b'kinnis, or b'dvar ma'arovim, shub sefer Yirmiyah, the difficult parts of sefer Yirmiyah, or b'gemara b'erik el megalchim, and the Perek al Megalchim Sech the Moed Cotton, the Mayri Medina Menod of Ovel that speak about Hilchas Avelis, Uba Sech the Smokas that speaks about Avelis, Uba Sifre Poiskim, Mutta Luma Hilchas Avelis, he's allowed to learn the Halochas of Avelis, Vagam Bedvarm Shu Mutta Lumud, even what he may learn, Osalayim Kishu Teretz, he's not allowed to go back and forth with answers and questions and answers, which are of course enjoyable, just the basic Halocha. But the Paiskim say, there is an Isra Bittel Torah for an Oval as well. That he should just waste his time is not permitted. He just should learn only what he's allowed to learn. Sif Beis Melamichu Oval, if a teacher is an Oval, La'achar Shloshim Yom, after 3 days, Mutal Lumen and Matanakas called Dvarim Shetzrichim, after the first three days, he can learn with the children whatever needs to be learned. He should not cause that they should not learn. When you speak about the children, that they're learning and their entire existence is so pure, it's even more significant than what adults learn. An oval who has young children, Lo yizbatlu, they should not waste time. Lo yizbatlu lamudam, they should not waste time from learning. Shrei enim chayavim b'avelis, they're not obligated in avelis. And since they're not obligated in avelis, we have to be most careful that they shouldn't lose out from learning. Afil sifkim afil avel kain, even if the avel is a kain, v'ayim b'beisik nesis kain achar, and in the shul there are no other kohanim, also lo la'al satayra, he shouldn't get an aliyah. What's best is if he's in shul and there's no other kohen, says the Mishnah Berurah, he should leave the shul. And if he doesn't know that he should be leaving the shul to avoid getting aliyah, somebody should tell him so. If he didn't leave the shul and the gabbai made a mistake and called him up, he should not go up. However, itzav achnasa, taking out or putting in the sefer Torah in the aron, haba galila, that he may have. And he could sit on a chair with the Sefer Torah if he had Hag, but he could sit on a regular chair. Sif Dala B'Tfilosoi, when he davens, Kol Shiva, during the entire Shiva, L'yom Pitam HaKtoris, he shouldn't say Pitam HaKtoris. But that's only, say to Paiskim, if he normally doesn't say it. But if he, every day when he davens, says Pitam HaKtoris, he could say it when he's Oval as well. Gam lo yom said ma'amadus, he shouldn't say the ma'amadus, or perik ez mekoimim, he shouldn't say yirotzen kila crafty, because Oval enim shalak kabinos, he shouldn't say it should be considered like I brought this carbon, because he's not supposed to bring a carbon when he's an Oval. K'shoyis avdala matzah Shabbos al kais, if he makes avdala, lo yom psukis simcha shekoidim loy, the psukim that we begin the avdala with, which are all psukim of simcha, should not be said by an oval. A yaskim and a brachas should begin immediately from the brachas. The oval is allowed to say tehillim because he's saying it is a davening a tchina, and that is permissible. Siv hey, aval toch shiva, an aval during the shiva endless spalal for the tefeva, elam ein shem acher mishim spalal, unless there's somebody, no one else. Acham aval al avavel, that's if it's an aval on somebody besides his parent. But if he's an aval on a parent, noigun shem spalal for the tefeva, he does daven. Even if there's someone else, with Shabbos v'yom tovim, during Shabbos and Shabbos and Yom Tov, noyagin shemus bal of neitayva kol hashana. The meaning is that the oval doesn't daven as the bal tefillah the entire year. Ela b'dalaka ach, unless there's no one else. V'mayidakel bal of neitayva gam kol mishnas oval. If he always was the one that davened before he became an oval, he was the bal tefillah on Yom Neroim, for example. Yesh lat b'cholinyan, there's room for leniency. Sivav Shela Shalom Ketzah, what does Shela Shalom mean? Shlosh Yom Roshonim, the first 3 days of the Avelis, Ein Shoyl B'Shloim Kol Adam. He doesn't greet anyone. And even though, as we're going to learn, when we speak about Hilchos Avelis, there's a concept of Mixas Yom Kikulai, and therefore, for example, on the seventh day of Avelis, he gets up in the morning. For this, we don't say Mixas Yom Kikula. The first 3 days mean the first 3 days. There is a machlokes apayskim if he's doing Kiddush Levana while he's in Avil, and we know during Kiddush Levana we say Shalom Aleichem 3 times, would he say that? Vim achem shlayadu shu Avil shal b'shloimai, and if people who don't realize he's in Avil greet him, la yashivim shalom, he shouldn't reply, el yadim, he should notify them shu Avil that he's in Avil. Lachash shloish at shivil, from shloish until shivil, ein ashoil, he shouldn't ask. However, the mechem shalayadu shalom b'shloim, of others who don't know he's an oval, greet him, meshiv lahem, he can respond. B'shiva at shloishim, from after the shiva till the shloishim, hu shal b'shloim acherim, he could say shalom to others, shereichem shurim b'shalom, they're in a good place. However, v'en acherim shalom b'shloim, others should not say anything to him, shalom to him, shireu en ashar b'shalom, he's not in a place of Shalom. V'm layad v'shalu, but if they didn't know that he was an Avil, he's in the Shloshim, and they greet him, v'shalu, and they ask him, meshalem, he can respond. L'ach ha-shloshim, after the Shloshim, harek u'kshah kol adam, and here, on the day 30, the Paiskim say, we do say, mixes yom kikulay, and ready after the morning of day 30, he could say Shalom, and certainly respond Shalom. Saying mazel tov is not considered Shela Shalom, and could be said even during the Shiva. Siv Zayin, Kimi Sh'asa B'Shela Shalom, if the Ovel is not allowed to say Shalom, because Sh'ken Sh'asa B'Shoik, he's certainly not allowed to do anything that represents being in a particular joyful mood. L'ken Kosh Shiva La'yachas Tinek B'Yadai, during the entire Shiva, he shouldn't hold a child, K'dei Sh'yiv Enu Dei S'choik, because of course that can make him joyous. Can also lahabris with dvar mabris, he shouldn't talk too much with people. Achim also covered rabbim, but what he's doing is for honoring people. Kegan shrabim baal nachma, many people have come to be menachem him. Mutal loylahem, he may say to them lechul lebatechem l'shalom. He could greet them and wish them well that they came to see him. Till covered rabbim, sorry, if he's doing it for the rabbim, there's room for leniency. Sifches. In a place where the minig is that they do say shalom to an oval b'shabbos, shalom. For oval nasa shalom l'chol adam b'shabbos. An oval, there's a question of one may greet the oval on Shabbos, but certainly an oval may greet others on Shabbos. Ki davishep v'res yehu. Mutal varch shechiyanu, man may say shechiyanu, al fil tach shiva k'shutzorich, even if it's during the shiva. Ki goyim b'chanukah, if it's Chanukah and he's lighting the Hanukkah candles the first time, or Pri Chodesh, who is eating a fruit that he hasn't eaten previously, Kedoyma, because he uses the words of Shechiyanu, is Shechiyanu v'kimanu, the Shechiyanu said B'loshon Rabbim, so since he's not concentrating on himself, there is room for leniency.